With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. Today is the last day South Dakotans can register to vote. Those who want to participate in the 2020 election have until 5 p.m. local time to do so. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
South Dakotans can print off a voter registration form off of the Secretary of State's website, sos.sd.gov, or they can go down to their county auditor's office and register. Secretary of State Steve Barnett says while you're there, might as well vote.
They just have to fill out that form, and they really should be able to get that form, the data entered in quickly and verified within a few minutes. And technically, they could just vote after that as well. Monday would be the last time they could do that to register right there, and vote, but then the early voting will continue on until election day.
Those looking to register must fill out a paper form. South Dakota does not allow online voter registration. State statute requires an individual to have a wet signature on both the registration and ballot. Potential registrees must have either a Social Security number or a South Dakota ID card. They can also register via affidavit. 1 in 5 registered voters have already cast their ballot. Barnett says the number of absentee and early voting ballots is at a record high.
So that number is going to continue to climb until election day. So we're on track for an unprecedented number of absentee ballots for this general election.
As of Friday morning, 119,469 ballots are cast. That's already surpassed the number of absentee ballots cast in 2016. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Minnelusahan Creek Patrol in Rapid City, along with a variety of other groups, are establishing another homeless camp alongside Rapid Creek near the Central States Fairgrounds. Creek Patrol says that they're doing their best to keep the homeless safe, not only from each other, but also from people who go as far as assaulting the homeless or yelling racial slurs. SDPB's Richard Tubols reports.
Leaders of Creek Patrol met with Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender to present him with goals on how to solve disputes between homeless people that they are trying to keep safe and warm. Allender has said it's a rumor that homeless people are dying from exposure. There have been 7 deaths due to exposure in the last 5 years. This newly established camp is aiming to prevent that by providing shelter and supplies. Hermes Bedelyun is a member of the Creek Patrol and also a member of the Ogallala Lakota tribe. He has started patrolling the creek 3 months ago. He says there are as many as 40 volunteers. He also says this new movement of advocates have made progress because they understand the importance of protecting homeless in Rapid City.
They push us off to the side and they don't want to deal with it. So their thing is throw everyone in jail and refer to our people as drunks and druggies, which there's a good number of them who aren't. They have nowhere to go. And they live along this creek and they live in the trees here in Rapid City because they have nowhere to go. And there's sober families out here and they don't see that. They look at the bad side of things without, really researching who is actually in need of help. I mean, everyone's in need of help, but there's a sober part and there's a lot of them, but they stay hidden because they get ridiculed and pushed down by racist people here in this town.
The Creek Patrol will ask Mayor Allender to set aside a parcel of land for the homeless to camp as a way to stay safe and warm for the winter. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Richard Tubols.
A majority of bankers surveyed in rural parts of 10 plains and western states are showing more enthusiasm for the state of their local economies than they have since the coronavirus pandemic began. The Rural Main Street Survey's overall index surged to 53.2 in October. That's up from 46.9 in September and well ahead of the 35.5 reading in March, when the index bottomed out as the outbreak began. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy, while a score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Bankers from South Dakota and 9 other states were surveyed. A new program through Monument Health lets people schedule a COVID-19 test online. The new site has scheduling options for drive-up tests in Custer, Lead, Deadwood, Rapid City, Spearfish, and Sturgis. Until now, patients had to call Monument Health's nurse triage line to schedule a test. The line is receiving 200 to 500 calls a day, according to a statement from the hospital system. That can mean patients are on hold for long periods of time. The online option is available under a yellow tab on Monument Health's website. Patients answer a few screening questions and select their test time from available 15-minute increments. The nurse hotline is still an option for Monument patients who want to talk to a healthcare provider about their symptoms. Avera is opening a second drive-through COVID-19 test site in Sioux Falls. The larger site has room for 6 cars to drive through at one time, compared to 3 in the original site. The new test site is a former Vern ID location on Minnesota Avenue and 23rd Street. Silver Star Car Wash recently purchased the property and agreed to a temporary lease with Avera. The test site will open this week. People seeking a COVID-19 test must first call their clinic, Avera's COVID hotline, or fill out a screening questionnaire online.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.